It's the 2nd of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. New NHS England data shows that during the 2023-24 period, £1 million was collected by Bedfordshire Hospitals Trust for parking fees. But, according to the Trust, that amount was still not enough to generate a profit. A spokesperson said, "The figures mentioned do not include lease costs for the car parks that we do not own, as well as the depreciation charges on the ones we do," adding that maintenance and capital costs were also not included. A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Social Care said that hospital car park charges are the responsibility of individual NHS trusts. However, any charges must be reasonable and in line with the local area. Bedfordshire Police's Chief Constable Trevor Roddenhurst was recently recognised by King Charles III, receiving the King's Police Medal as part of the 2025 New Year's Honours List. Mr. Roddenhurst said he was grateful to have received the award, dedicating it on behalf of all those in Bedfordshire and our collaborated units who work exceptionally hard to fight crime and keep people safe. The Office of Health Improvement and Disparities has revealed through new figures that 26 people died in Bedford as a result of alcohol abuse in 2023. This was up by only one from the previous year, but represents a record for the borough. A spokesperson for the Alcohol Change UK charity called the deaths an avoidable tragedy and said that more needed to be done to regulate alcohol pricing and marketing. The mysterious and very lucky Mr. H has scooped the £1 million prize from a EuroMillions lottery draw held at the end of November. Details were only just released for the lucky Bedfordshire winner, who will begin 2025 on a high note. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.